Amen. Thank you, Jeff. Well, as a pastor, and thinking about the prayer request of someone who's lost a friend, but as a pastor, I've officiated several funerals, and they've all been different in many ways. Some folks died when they were older, some younger. I don't consider 62 very old, not when I'm just getting ready to turn 65. Some deaths were from sickness or disease, and I've done funerals for some whose death was a result of tragedy. I had one funeral I did for a young mother that I didn't know her or the family, and she had committed suicide. Some months ago, it was probably back in June, you may have heard of a shooting that happened in Kennard, where a man was locked himself in his house, and the police were trying to get him to surrender and come out, and he didn't. And as they went into the house with a gun pointing at the officers, they shot him. And I did his funeral as well. They all died from different things, these funerals I've done. Some of the people I did funerals for, they grew up in church. Some never went to church. Some lived their whole life for Christ, and some came to know Christ later in life, and some I didn't know at the time I did their funeral whether or not they had ever accepted Christ. But I can tell you this, there's one thing that all the funerals I've done so far have had in common. One thing that every funeral, no matter what the situation, what the age, what the condition, at death, what their spiritual situation was, one thing in common, and that's music. Every funeral service I've ever done, the family took time to put together a list of songs, a list of music for their loved one. And I've heard, I think it all, maybe not, church hymns, obviously. That seems to be, a lot of people use church hymns. I've heard oldies. I've heard rock and roll, country, and then even recently there was one where the song was by a heavy metal band. Even the one that was by the funeral that had the heavy metal band song had the very song today that I'm going to share, and it's not a heavy metal song. It's another country song, and it's a song, though, that of all the different types of songs I've heard played at funerals, this is probably the song I've heard at most funerals. And it's a song by Vince Gill, and I bet you might recognize it. It's called Rest High on That Mountain. Rest High on That Mountain by Vince Gill. The words are not very long. I'm going to read those next, but the lyrics are very few. The music is super impactful, and there's one line I'm going to bring out of it for today's message. But here are the lyrics. I know your life on earth was troubled, and only you could know the pain. You weren't afraid to face the devil. You were no stranger to the rain. Go rest high on that mountain, son. Your work on earth is done. Go to heaven a shoutin' love for the Father and the Son. Oh, how I cried the day you left us. We gathered round your grave to grieve. I wish I could see angels' faces when they hear your sweet voice sing. Go rest high on that mountain, son. Your work on earth is done. Go to heaven a shouting love for the Father and the Son. If you were here last week or you listened on Facebook or on the website, last week's message was also about heaven, as is this week. Last week's message was on the fact that we will have new bodies when we get to heaven. I mentioned specifically, we'll have glorious bodies. We'll have bodies like Christ. And I tried to bring out scripture that would help us to know at least a little bit about that. By the way, when we die, we don't become angels. Sometimes it's comforting when people die, a family member or a friend dies, and we say, Well, there goes another angel in heaven, or heaven just got another angel. And you know, there's nothing scriptural about that. Again, our bodies in heaven will not be like angels. They will be something like Christ. And we'll be recognizable, like I mentioned last week. God actually created angels long before he created Adam and Eve. And he created a fixed amount of them. And some of them followed Satan eventually, and the two-thirds of the angels ended up following Jesus. And they're part of his plan for the future. So again, we'll be like Christ. Well, my focus today, the theme for today's message, based on this country song, the message from the Bible I'm bringing out about heaven is this. Heaven is a reward. Heaven is a reward. The phrase from that song, those lyrics, go rest high on that mountain, your work on earth is done. That's what I want to focus on. Go rest high on that mountain, your work on earth is done. Well, those lyrics seem to suggest that there's a reward up there for something we do down here. The lyrics suggest that down here is work and up there is rest. I spent over 30 years in the insurance industry. The first insurance company I worked for downtown Indianapolis was American States Insurance. One of the things that that company did was they had a post board, a job post board. Maybe some of the places you've worked or where you're working now has that. You could go to a board and see all the openings in the company right then, right there in Indianapolis or anywhere in the country. And it would give you a job description. It would give you qualifications to do that job. And then the other thing it provided was a salary range. It listed the minimum salary for that job as well as the maximum salary for the job. And I remember that there was a time where I had been in going to this new department, working this new job. I'd been there probably about 3 years and had worked myself up well to where I was getting substantial raises every year. And then there was someone from our department that left, and so there was a job opening in our department for someone doing the same job I've been doing the last 3 years. And I was shocked when I looked at the post board for the opening, and it showed that the minimum salary range for that job was not much more, or not much less, I mean, than what I was making at the current time. And I'm thinking, you mean to tell me I've been working here in this position for 3 years, and this new person's going to come in, and I'm going to have to train them, and they're going to make almost as much as I do? Well, I was ticked. Now, I'm over it now. Can you tell? Yeah, I'm all over it. Well, I was ticked until I was reminded also that there's a parable in the Bible that has a kind of a similar theme. And that's going to be our scripture for today. As opposed to having several scriptures to go to, I've got one parable, a parable from Matthew in chapter 20, starting with verse 1. And I'm going to read these 15 verses of a story that you're probably familiar with, or maybe you've forgotten, but it's a parable that us as human beings, us as people who have worked jobs and sensed something unfair, we're going to say, oh, I understand that. I understand how those people felt. And yet, this whole story, this parable, is all about heaven. Matthew 20, 1 through 15. For the kingdom of heaven is like. That's the neat thing about parables. It's a made-up story to make a point of a kingdom point, a spiritual point. For the kingdom of heaven is like the landowner who went out early one morning to hire workers for his vineyard. He agreed to pay the normal daily wage and sent them out to work. Well, at 9 o'clock in the morning, he was passing through the marketplace and saw some people standing around doing nothing. So he hired them, telling them that he would pay them whatever was right at the end of the day. So they went to work in the vineyard. Well, at noon and again at 3 o'clock, he did the same thing. At 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he was in town again and saw some more people standing around, and he asked them, "Why haven't you been working today?" And they replied, "Because no one hired us." The landowner told them, "Well, then go out and join the others in my vineyard." Well, that evening, he told the foreman to call the workers in and pay them, beginning with the last workers first. And when those who were hired at 5 o'clock were paid, they received a full day's wage. When those hired first came to get their pay, they assumed, because they'd been working all day, they assumed they would receive more than those that worked just that last hour. Well, when they received their pay, they protested to the owner, "Those people who worked only one hour, and yet you paid them just as much as you paid us who worked all day in the scorching heat." And he answered them, the owner of the vineyard, "Friend, I haven't been unfair. Didn't you agree to work all day for the usual wage? Just take your money and go. I wanted to pay this last worker the same as you. Is it against the law for me to do what I want to do with my money? Should you be jealous because I am kind to others?" Well, if you're like me in that situation I had with the insurance company, there was jealousy behind all that, to know that somebody's going to come in and not have worked for as long as I already had, and they're going to receive about the same wage as I was getting. In this case, in this parable, remember, it's a made-up story to make a spiritual point. The landowner in this case is God, and he's the one who's going out early every morning. In fact, he goes out throughout the whole day and night looking to hire workers, or in other words, save souls. And he's doing it for his vineyard or heaven. That's the point of this. That's one of the points of this. Well, in the parable, back to it, the workers were hired at 5 different times during the day. The first workers were hired early in the morning. Now, we don't know what early in the morning is exactly. The Bible doesn't tell us. But I'm guessing it could have been as early as 6 a.m., maybe as soon as the sun came up. 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m. It's one of those, because the next group of workers got hired at 9 a.m., and then noon, and then 3 o'clock, and then 5 o'clock. The other thing the parable tells us is that the work stopped at 6. Stopped at 6 p.m. Because remember, the last workers who were hired at 5, the ones who started at the beginning of the day, said, "Hey, they only worked an hour." So they only worked from 5 to 6, and they got a full day's wage. And we were out in the scorching heat. So the parable says everyone worked a different number of hours, but everyone received the same paycheck. Well, heaven is kind of like a reward. Heaven is kind of like a reward, kind of like the paycheck for those vineyard workers. Heaven is a reward that's given to anyone who says yes to Jesus, or yes, Jesus, hire me. Yes, Jesus, save me. Yes, Jesus, I'll work for you until the day is done, whether it's a full day, a half a day, or an hour of my life. You see, in this parable, we get the sense that also that each person had a choice of whether to work. Now, it doesn't tell us that people turned away the work, but I would guess that when you go out to the streets and you ask for people to work, some people are going to say, "Oh yeah, I need to feed my family. I want to make my house payment. I got that Lincoln Continental sitting out in the driveway. I need to make the payment on it." And yet there's some people who probably said when the landowner came up and says, "Hey, would you like to work in my vineyard? Gosh, it's pretty hot today. Now, do you bend over? Do you have to stoop? Do you have to lift something over 50 pounds? I think I'm not much of a vineyard worker. I think I'll pass for today. maybe, have you got anything else? Is there any office work to do at your vineyard plant? They might have, some might have just said, no, I'm not interested. Just like today, as God is going out into the city, into the streets, looking for people to save, and some people say, you know, I'm just not ready to be saved yet. Maybe when my kids are grown, maybe when I'm out of school, maybe when I'm a little older and not working and don't have that pressure of life, maybe that's when I'll hire on with you. That could happen for sure. Well, the parable is very clear about the pay. Whether you worked all day, a half a day, or just the last hour, everyone's paycheck was the same. And let me stop here to make something very clear. Because when I said heaven is kind of like a reward, we might have gotten the wrong impression about what the Bible says about heaven. Entrance to heaven is by God's grace through faith, not by works. So even though this song and even though my message is talking about those that worked got a full paycheck, or those that accept Christ gets them into heaven, it's not work. It's only by faith. In fact, it's by faith alone, never by works. That's what salvation is, grace alone. So let's don't misunderstand today's message. God does not say ever that we have to work for our salvation. It's a free gift of God. In fact, the Bible specifically tells us we cannot do any work to earn it. So while we were talking about going to church earlier or not going to church, I think it's great to go to church. I think it's great to fellowship with one another. There's something we get out of coming together as one and learning about Christ, singing about Christ, praying for one another, hearing praises from one another. But there's no amount of church attendance that gets us to heaven. When we get to heaven, or when we die, there's no one's going to check our attendance record and say, so how long did you go? You didn't meet the minimum requirement. I'm sorry. We have our offering plate somewhere. There's no amount of money that you can give to get into heaven. There's not going to be an entrance exam where you have to put in a figure, a dollar amount, as to how much you gave over a lifetime to the church or to charity or to your neighbor. There's nothing we can do, the Bible tells us that clearly, to get into heaven, to get salvation. But once we are saved, it's kind of a reward for salvation. Don't think, and Cindy, if you go ahead and go to the piano and start playing softly, I'm going to wrap this up here. Don't think that because you haven't been a Christian, and when I say Christian, meaning when you decided to, in your life sometime, to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, that's when you become a Christian. Don't think because you haven't been a Christian for a long time that you don't deserve heaven. There's no way God can accept me. I've been a messed up person for a long time. I've sinned in some really bad ways, and I've done it for decades. God surely wouldn't accept me. Well, here's the deal. From the parable, the landowner went out and asked people all day long if they wanted to work, if they wanted to go to the vineyard and receive this paycheck. He didn't ask about their minimum requirements or how much they knew about vineyard work. Just could they come and help? Here's the other side of that coin. Let's say you have been a Christian for a long time. You accepted Christ early in life, maybe even as a little child, like these three little girls here, like we have young people over here. Maybe you accepted Christ at a young age and you've been a Christian for decades. Enjoy your coming reward. That's heaven. But it's by God's grace that you get it. And it's by God's grace alone. Don't begrudge. I think this is what the parable is telling us too, as those of us have been serving Christ for a long time. Don't begrudge those that came at the last minute. That wasn't until later in life. My father-in-law didn't come to Christ. You couldn't have asked for a better human being all of his life. And I knew him for a long time. As good a man as you would ever have. But he wasn't saved. And it wasn't until he retired from the factory that he actually accepted Christ as a savior. He didn't change. He was the same wonderful, good, generous, hardworking, faithful husband, father, grandpa, as he ever was. But something changed. He is now in line for a reward that he wasn't in line for before. He came late in life, though. And some people, it may be on their deathbed. So don't begrudge if someone has come to salvation late in life or even on their deathbed. Remember the thief that was on the cross? He was dying next to Jesus. Jesus promised him paradise. Remember the thief said to Jesus, I think I know who you are now. I've lived all my life in sin and doing bad things. I'm a thief. I'm being executed for something I did wrong, and I deserve this. But I recognize who you are. You must be the Son of God, and you don't deserve this. And so, Son of God, would you remember me when you come into your kingdom? And Jesus didn't say, yeah, I'll catch you. I'll remember you. What a great response from Jesus. He says, I got one better for you. Not just will I remember you, I'm taking you with me. In fact, in just a few minutes, when we all die, unfortunately, the guy to my one side, the thief on one side, he's not going with us. But you and I will be together today in paradise. Well, you know what? That same paradise that the thief got at the last minute of his life, taking his last breaths, that's the same paradise, that's the same heaven that Billy Graham is in right now. And Billy Graham seemed to accept Christ from a young age. And he did more for Christ than all of us together here, I think collectively, would ever be able to do. And yet they both got heaven. Now we could go deeper into Scripture and talk about some specifics of crowns and other things that we get, but they both got heaven. And one did it for a lifetime, and one did it in his last breath. That heaven is the same place you and I will be if we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But here's the thing, folks. We must do it before the workday ends. In the parable of the vineyard, the workday ended at 6 o'clock. Now, people started at all different times, but there was everyone stopped at 6. That the day was over. The work day was over. Well, there's coming a time where our work day to get to heaven is over. And that day is one of two ways. One is if Jesus comes back, all of our work days are over. Or if we die, our work day's over. And then somebody's planning our funeral and they're picking out songs to be played for us. Maybe this will be one of them. You see, God's grace is still available. The job post board is still there and there's job openings to heaven. Jesus is still looking for workers. And remember this, and this is how I'll close. This work is not a duty. This work is a decision. And so we all need to have decided before the workday is over, are we going to accept Christ as Lord and Savior or not? And so I'm asking every one of us here today, will you say yes? Or have you already said yes and you're good? Your reward's already set in place. But I bet some of you might know of a family or a friend, and maybe they don't know. Maybe they don't have this reward yet. You might be the very one that goes out in Jesus' name and gets them hired on. Well, Cindy, what song do we have to close with? 3:17. Okay. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hearts toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hearts toward heaven and praise the Lord. Amen.